Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
السلام
عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hami, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, Community Wide Shura Conference, CWSV Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSV. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community Wise Hero Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one private radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service, and strengthen our national intelligence field network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Assalamualaikum. This man, Wally, I use the law. Allow industry to pursue. I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. You know, it's been a minute since we've been able to clearly get on the program, which is okay, but just tell us whether it's one day you miss it or 3 days, whatever the case may be. We have to have all, no question about it. across the board on whatever we do. Everything that is needed by us, we got to get to the point where we have all of it. Not out of selfishness, not out of being, you know, ugly in the sense that I'm better than you. No. Allah puts the world together to serve man. We worship Allah. We serve Him as best we can. Yet whether we move right or move wrong, He's put a world that we can call paradise right here for us to work in. And sometimes we don't get to the point because other things stop us. I'm not just talking about the AM 360 program or any radio program. I'm talking about in general life. We got to look at what is it that we have to do. This is my topic, been the topic for the last 3 weeks. We just ain't been on. So I won't move to another topic till I complete the first one. But like I said, what is it that we have to do? One of the major things that's before us is to have the kind of unity that we appreciate each other. There are some men and women, might be among the Caucasians, others too, but some men and women are in their household but can't get along with each other. We've known them in our families, friends, or whatever the case is. The whole thing about life before our Lord, matter of fact, any kind of life, if you think about it, even the cells in your body, cells don't work to separate. When they start working to separate, those cells is getting ready to tell you, it's not getting ready to tell you, they tell you something wrong with your body. Because things work together, organs work, limbs work together. That's how Allah put them together. One of my favorite discussions is a hadith I read back in 1973. And that was Allah told the angel Jibril to tell Muhammad the prophet as he was giving him lessons, teaching him. To the angel passing the message, he told him to look into the creation. Now, of course, I stopped right there. I read that maybe a couple times before I went on with it. Look into the creation. At the time, I was away. I was in prison. And I couldn't go outside and look at the creation. I had to look out my cell window just to get a feel of the instructions that the angel was told to give to the prophet, prayer to be sure. And then Allah said to that angel Jibril again, tell him to look into himself, into himself. Look into the creation, then look into yourself. Neither one of them can you do. You can imagine. Try it right now, all of them. You look out to the creation, you can't see but a little, you know, a little mustard seed, so to speak, compared to how big it really is. I'm pretty much on how big Philadelphia is, and where I'm looking right now, I don't even really see a pot that we call Philadelphia. It's so small. It's something. But Allah told him to look into the creation. He didn't have to add the word the whole creation. Look at as much as you can look at. And you can't see nothing. It's a message there, but you can't, and when I say you can't see nothing, I don't mean with your eyes. Your thinking ability. You can't see into the creation. Then he said, look into yourself. Now, you know you really can't do that. We look in the mirror. We look at ourselves. Only look, I mean, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking to the best of my ability in my own self. And I can feel more than anything since I've been doing it. I can feel within the area of my stomach. Not hungry, but I can feel something right here in my body. I don't know what you feel in yours. But what I saw in that is that Allah was telling Angel Jibril to tell Muhammad the prophet, that which creates that big world out there, same thing that creates the little world you live in. I got from it in my little thought, Allah's God over everything, not just the God over humanity. God over everything. And then I started taking the Lord further, maybe within a day or two, whatever it was. That means everything that God has created in the creation work as one. And it can't just be brought down by anybody else. But it works as one. And then your body, who Allah created, my body, works as one. I began to looking around at the job we had. I was one of the officers. I was away, but I was one of the officers in the Nation of Islam. And I utilized that, not just in drilling the brothers, et cetera, but to see how we work as one. Now, remember the term of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, no big eyes and little ears. So I begin to see, before I come away from this, that the brain has to function for the body to function. We know today we autism and things of that nature, we know of those things. We didn't really, know of it back then. There were some things, some ailments, but I didn't know anything about autism. But what I saw in this picture that came to me from reading the Hadith, I saw that man functioned as the creation, as one, as his body, as one. We have leaders, and the leaders are supposed to be thinkers. They got to stay in their mind, don't be guys, but they're supposed to be thinkers. But if the let's say we're talking about in our community, the imam. Say he's a thinker. He can get into the Quran, and he can get into the dictionary and the Bible and other books, et cetera, et cetera. But he's not yet functioning as the man that God created. Until he has eyes to see with. I ain't talking about the 2 eyes in his ear. Or 4 eyes if he wears glasses. I'm talking about eyes in the sense of people that can also help see the picture. They can hear for him to make his thinking right. I'm saying that there's no big eyes and little ears. The father of the household, he can't just be the person that I know everything. Something happens, he needs the eyes of his wife. Maybe the hearing of some of his children. What was that sound? And the child might have picked it up as a child, but he picked it up. What was that taste? What's that smell? When we look at our community, we function as one, as a body. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say here. The halal industry is our wealth, but it's more than our wealth. It's our model community. And we need all of them. You know, myself, Nate James, and a few others that work together each week that we meet for Bilal Inc., the halal industry. We are finally, almost nearing 19 years, but we are finally, by Allah's permission, seeing some people in the government opening the door for relief because they begin to finally see what we're talking about. There was block that was put up. That shouldn't have been put up. Somebody was doing what they do all over this country. What they do all over this country to keep us out of our properties and our neighborhoods. So when we look at it, we're trying to see how to build as a community. And if we're working to build as a community, we need to be a community or thinking like a community before we build it together. I'm very thankful that I still have. If I were to die right now, I'll be dying with that spirit, and that is Allah will let us see it when he's ready for us to see it. I'm not stressed. I've often said, sometimes Allah will give you something and allow you to go through something to see if you understand what you. It ain't just about money. It's about building our whole community. And I want to say before I forget, if there's anyone that has a something they want to say, just touch the one on your phone so we'll see that. And my brother, Imam Hamid, and anyone else that's able to see aboard, if you see it and I'll see it, please let the person come in. If I haven't seen it myself, Nate or James, to turn their mics on, that are sharing it. Again, saying the same thing, that we work as one. If I don't see nothing on my computer, my computer been messing up, my laptop. But if somebody else sees it, then that becomes the eyes for this body, for this function. Hearing it, or whatever they may be doing. They may get the message and we don't. But we're working as a body. Wherever we at, all of us, collectively, this body that came from the nation of Islam, first came from the so-called American Negro, colored folks, black folks, and other N-words and other curse words, came into the nation and learned something about Allah. The word is Arabic, two words, Al-Islam. So what is it talking to? The God. And there's many who speak Arabic more than me, you, or anybody else. But that's not what we're supposed to get out of. Who is this? Christians say God. Is it different from what we think? No. Ain't the one God. The problem that we see in the world today with Israel and the Muslims over in the East, and that may spill over the way it looks over to here in America. All of us are arguing a point when it's you and I, the Muslims, should be setting them on a race that is good, and that race is ain't but one God. Moses didn't talk to a God or get a message from a God other than the one that Prophet Muhammad got his message from. Prophet Muhammad didn't get his from one that Abraham got his from. It's no different. They got from the same. Ain't but one God. Throughout the whole history, and every people that is birthed, everyone. We have the opportunity in our service to God. We, everyone, every group, has the opportunity to make the message clearer and in service to Allah. I do believe we're going to get a chance. And we don't have to be every one of us. Maybe Allah won't let all of us live to see it, but pray we all get blessed. But I believe many of us are going to see the establishment of our community. By the hands of those who came to his nation, who followed right on through to his son, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son, Imam Waqif Muhammad, in the movement, that we gave it another name, but it was still the people of the nation. Allah gave us something to step on, to get our balance on. And that was our teaching, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We got a balance in Islam that we don't always find as a people. Everybody want us to be on the bottom. But they had their chance to do that because they did it around Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, when they spoke of Bilal. Old black Bilal. Think about that. The best of companions for the honorable, for the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And they would insult Bilal. Prophet Muhammad told Bilal before he died, that you should be the leader. Bilal told the prophet, you know they won't follow me. They don't want to see me like that. Prophet Muhammad prayers and peace with Muhammad. After hearing them call Bilal black. He said, all of us are black. And then there was seemingly the way I read this, I think back in the 73. Says that prophet and the companions were together in Bilal. But it was like they were moving. And he hollered out to Bilal, hey, Bilal, please get in front of us. Bilal looked. Not puzzled, but just looked. But the others, some of them, the companions, some of them got a feel from the way I read it. I wasn't living back then, but the way I read it. They got a feel that Falau was getting ready to get his head chopped. They didn't know they was getting ready to learn a lesson from Falau. Said, Falau, I'm wondering, how you get out front? So Falau looked back, you know, it was like they were walking, like I said, he might have been a few steps. And then he went on, the prophet prayers and ministry of tongues. Didn't stop him, but went on for what he was saying. He said, as we went into the paradise, going into the paradise, I saw your footprints in front of us, showing that he was worthy of something that maybe some of us were. Falau didn't let it go to his knees. Even when he was called forward, go up, call the people to worship. I always did, ever since I learned of it, the proper worship. But they were worshiping. They followed the prophet in prayer. But call them to proper way to worship. I'm not making the skin or Balaam himself big thing. I'm saying this is something that's on our people. That we can, at this time, Islam, in our focus here in America, we can do and live in a way because of the conduct of many others before us who continue in their way, will shame them and cause them to get right in their faith and religion. That's why Allah calls it the mercy to humanity. Prophet Muhammad prayers and peace be upon him said that the religion, Islam, will come back to people who are like the lowest, regarded as the lowest people around. He said, like it came to us, speaking of himself and his people. The Arabs at that time was the lowest people on that part of the earth. One of them mainly is killing their daughters because they were girls when they were born, burying them as infants. The man, not necessarily the woman. The woman couldn't go against him. But the man was doing this. So stupid. And I'm not saying stupid just to say ass was stupid. I'm just saying the prophet was showing us, the English. So stupid. You want grandchildren, but you're going to kill all the girls. You try bringing a child in through a man. You got problems. That's now like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, like where Lot was in. Every prophet prayers and peace be upon all of them. Had a message for us. And I don't mean just us. Had a message for everybody that came after them. And some people, some things Abraham and his people see, none of the other prophets saw it first. They learned from Abraham and his people. Look how many people we learned from. All of the prophets. All of the conditions. To be one. Not just because our skin is dark or whatever the case may be. We can create our Allah's permission by having albinos, children so white, they're whiter than white people. They are white.
As-salamu alaykum. I am Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for American Muslim 360. I am sitting in for our beloved Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. He is slightly under the weather and asked if I would air a rebroadcast of a past show. So I'm rebroadcasting the May 1st edition of Halal Industry Do For Self. I see someone is raising their hand. Let me answer this call and we'll return back to the presentation, inshallah. As-salamu
alaykum,
Miracle
324-419. Alaykum as-salam, Imam. Thank you for your service, alhamdulillah.
Praise to Allah.
Yes, as Imam Bilal was speaking, I thought about the nature in which Allah gives us picture language to point to the higher reality. You know, just like when we're in kindergarten, we learn blocks with A on it, and we pictures of Apple, you know, and then we begin to transition from the concrete into the abstract, you know, so we begin to write F-I-G, fig, you know, we see the fig, but then we begin to understand the symbols for the fig. So Prophet Muhammad was aware of this gift from God in terms of how we are to grow in understanding from the concrete to the abstract. And this idea of Bilal going ahead as a prophet, Bilal had a certain nature. There's a certain inner life that Bilal possessed. And Prophet Muhammad, when Bilal was being ridiculed or being messed with, you know, the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, said that we are all Bilal. So there's something there for us to think about and to consider as we try to grow. And the one of the most important components to that, Imam Muhammad gave us, he said, if you're not seeing yourself in the Quran, you're not reading it correctly. And an example of that, in the time of Prophet Muhammad, his wife, Aisha, radiallahu anha, she was being slandered. And she remarked, and it goes down in the history, that she saw her plight similar to the plight of Joseph in Scripture. Joseph was put in prison because of slander, you know. So if we can see ourselves in the Scripture, we'll be able to, as Imam Muhammad wanted us, to be able to grow into a healthy and productive community life. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Michael, for your valuable sharing. Praise be to Allah. This is a rebroadcast of the May 5th edition of Halal Industries Do For Self. Our beloved Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, slightly under the weather, but he shall return back to the next scheduled broadcast of the Halal Industry Do For Self. Okay, we're returning back to the broadcast.
Hi. Sometimes the Caucasians have to look at him and say, whoa, he's super white. But they came through maybe too dark-skinned people. So when we look at the way Allah is putting the humanity together over time, using messages throughout time and passing those messages, is Allah always creating a people to remind the others. I believe that's us, and I know you believe it. Many of us, too many of us, think that we need to look like somebody else. We need to sound like somebody else. You can learn another language to be able to talk to other people about what we know about Allah and about life. But we don't have to think because it's their language. We can't communicate, and they must be bigger or better. So we have to change all what we see to look like someone else. I do believe when we establish, work together and establish the model community, we'll find easily others needed what we have to add to the table. Model community is a big thing. There's a lot of things we will have to do to remind those who fell away from some things that used to be a practice in the faith. More closer to the way we see our Lord of the worlds. The way we see Allah, the way we treat our own people and other people, the way we treat creation. Think about this here. If we put our woman on the bottom, did we do that because Allah said that or man said that? And I ain't telling on the bottom in a bed. I ain't telling that. I'm telling to just treat them like when Allah says, I created a male and a female, and from them, everything else came. Humanity came. didn't say your wife is to be less than you. We have to show our brothers and sisters that are abroad how we're to treat our women. Not just my mother or just my daughter, but our women. And if I'm wrong, then somebody tell me where Allah says treat them like we see them being treated overseas. You can't drive. You can't do this. You can't do that. All that. And they left the main one, and that is they killed the women because they were girls when they were born. Prayerfully, they've really stopped. But why block them? I'm saying all this because Allah wants us, too, to be examples on how we're to live. Allow the bit. We establish that, come together and establish that and build the model, not a model community. A model community may be for the rest to look and see how they should build this. But once we start building, I think within 1 year, no more than five, all 50 states should have at least one model community established by us. And I don't mean me and the brothers. I'm talking about our community, those who are, because we already know how to do it. Think about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he was on the run from the established and from some of the Muslims in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
my own family members had to run out of the jealousy. That's right. When we look at that, we learn how to build a community, a model community in every city, every state after that. There were temples that were opened up. Even Malcolm, when he learned while he was in jail, when he came out, didn't he become something great to speak, to cause the word to spread? And we was able to show in our living the model temples, model communities, walking out and through temples, showing the world how we live. No cursing, no foulness coming out of us. Modestly dressed. Not showing off our bodies to just be thinking. I won't use that word. I don't use it anyway. I'm talking, let me clear that up. I'm only talking about the word funky, not the other word, not the other F word. Just in case you met somebody who crossed the street or something, I don't use that. I mean, but this is an assignment that's on us. But we got to see us as the ones doing it. I don't mean see me when I say us. I mean all of us. Wherever we are at, we have to see ourselves. We got brothers that work to establish the bank, the credit union. And I'm understanding, I don't have all the full facts, but someone was kind of giving me a little update. And I know that in the Philadelphia and Jersey area, South Jersey area, they were trying to get it started, and all they needed was the imams around the community to come on board with their membership to say they support it. Once upon a time, we had the credit union in Philadelphia, Bilal's credit union in Philadelphia. And it did well until somebody moved money a little wrong and put a little distrust in the view. And among the people, that's right, Nate was there, you know what I mean? So these things we see, and it stopped, and it shouldn't have never stopped. It was a great idea. And we need our banks. We need our brothers and sisters who we can trust that have been educated in how to run and grow a bank. We need others that know how to do the hospitals, do schools, do manufacturing plants. The model community is simple when we come together and talk about it. And I know myself, I was supposed to have a meeting. I called on trying to set up a meeting in at least 3 months now, maybe four. I'm going to call on the brothers and sisters that's right with me with Bilal Zane and start working on putting this, because I used to do a few Zooms back years ago, to do a few Zooms among ourselves. So maybe we'll control it just to get it started. But we need talking on how to spread what we got for all that is good. So a person can run a bank, know how to run the bank, then we should be working on opening the bank, opening the credit union, knowing the difference in the two. Benefits. Working on things. Some of us got property. Allow things, get the rolling, Allah willing. One day we want to have the finance to turn some of those properties, not all of them, into manufacturing plants. To manufacture things, not just meat. Allow industry going to do that. We're going to do that, God willing. But we need plants of all types. We got people who know how to make cars. I've emphasized that because we got to have transportation. Most of us ain't going to get no buggy in a wagon. And it's too slow to try to carry everything that you're trying to take across the city, across the country, whatever case may be. But we have to think on, it's our time. And in our time, what is your talent? Not where's your money. What's your talent? If we would have had the money right now, if Allah blessed us right now to have the money, the property, to do what we need to do, to put around your talent, would you be ready to make that grow with the kind of support that will help us as a whole team, as a whole community, as a whole people? These things we have to look at to see if that's where we want. Let us take a PSA right now.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm James Bashir, How Industry Do For Self. I'd like to read from the 24th surah to the 29th surah 42, the 24th ayat to the 29th ayat. What do they say? He has forged or falsehood against Allah? But if Allah will, he could seal up thy heart, and Allah blots out vanity and proves the truth by his words, for he knows well the secrets of all hearts. He is the one that accepts repentance from his servants and forgives sins, and he knows all that ye do. And he listens to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and gives them increase of his bounty. But for the unbelievers, there is a terrible penalty. If Allah were to enlarge the provisions for his servants, they would indeed transgress beyond all bounds to the earth. But he sends it down in due measure as he pleases, for he is with his servants, well acquainted, watching. He is the one that sends down rain even after men have given up all hope and scatters his mercy far and wide. And he is the protector, worthy of all praise. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the living creatures that he has scattered to them. And he has power to gather them together when he wills. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zayn, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zayn is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slave. values of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Pan Corporation Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Yes, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here. The Halal Institute, you for self. I'd just like to greet you. Assalamu alaikum. I hadn't talked to you in 3 weeks, and it was, I just miss you. So it's a pleasure to be back to share our wealth, our experience, day in 360. I'd just like to comment on a couple of things that the man brought out, mainly the training that we got from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with both of them. And that training set us up to be in the forefront in establishing oneness in mankind. What I mean by that, our training in the nation's mind taught us to love ourselves, love our brother. As the Imam said, we want for ourselves what we want for our brother. He also said that we are brothers' keepers. We had to learn that. That ain't nothing that we just walked in. We was at each other's throat just like we look at society today. How they managed to get around. We done got away from that. Now, we coming right back on full circle that society is in need for that kind of training that we got. And as Imam Muhammad told us, that we don't need nobody to teach us anymore. We just lead with what Allah says and do things to show man. Wow, that's a powerful statement. I thought it was when I first heard it, because it was right on time. Because we look at society, and when we get into mankind, the mainstream America, especially with the Muslims, they want us to take us in a completely different direction, other than what we had already gone through, all the way to the point. Once you take the nail, our legacy under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And to this day, when we go around, we listen to different Qurans, we listen to people who are really speaking, they want it down with it. As the Imam here tell you how the brothers here, and they say they want to do for self. The Imam said, yeah, he reminded all of us in a Qurban a couple of times. What I'm just saying is that our training that we got, we're the ones who pull the people together. Based on our training, nobody got to tell us. Nobody got to sit back and say, oh, you didn't know what you were doing, or y'all wasn't doing something. Y'all wasn't doing hot glue. The training, prepared, especially under the Imam Muhammad. He always talked about doing everything as one, doing it together, to contrast. What is that buying, collective buying. Everything he spoke on is about doing together. And then now that we get further into studying in Islam, everything is meant to do together as one. Everything. We line up to pray. We have the one, the lamb leading the prayer, and everybody follows. And he tells you that your prayer and kind of gets his testicles stronger, then, and he just gets stronger. And as you pray by yourself. So that tells you right there, that's enough to tell me that we have to work, no matter what we do, how we do, we have to do it as one. Look and allow him to speak. And the first thing we want to unite, that brings us all the way back to doing things together. Second thing we want to do for self, we want to build everything collectively among us once we learn to do other work together. And then we are ready to establish our community. That pattern there, it's when I seen the pattern, it's perfect. It's perfect for the direction we want to go. What is that direction? That direction is being allowed. Allow with life. The allow being. I couldn't help but from realizing that, you know, we had an incident a couple of weeks ago, the atmosphere was perfect. It couldn't have been no better than it was halal to me. From what I've seen, the people, everyone working as one doing their part, that was halal. But Allah brought another element there. It happened, and it's just telling us that we have some, that we have to pay some attention to. That's all. Once we overcome one situation, there's another one waiting right in the way, and that's one of the things that we have to deal with as far as with the youth. We got together with the police, the mayor, the city, and all that, and almost bear witness that they don't have no control over the youth. They lost control over the youth. Again, it shows that we have to come together and sit down and put our heads together to figure this thing out. Everything it has to work as uniting. We ain't gonna get away from nothing. I don't care what problem comes in. The first thing you have to do is unite first. You're not going to solve nobody, no problem, because no one person has the answer. All of us collectively create one force to deal with that situation, and there's no room where that situation can evolve if all of us working as one. That's why it's important to talk about the unity. But we should never let nobody deter us away from our experience, from our legacy. Because that's what got us to this year point. A lot of people, if you don't know, they might not see it right now, but that was the best training that we could ever have. And we'll be showing it in a minute now, because the way everything is happening, they never had no choice. People are going to come out and ask. Does anybody have any suggestions? Do anybody have any knowledge on it? Help. That's when we can share our wealth. Our wealth is our experience. Allah prepared us for this. That's why I said then we have the confidence to do this, because we've done it before. That's the greatest incentive that we can use to spearhead in what we want to establish. We've done it before. Each need email, but talked about a Black Federal Credit Union. We had it going. It was moving real smooth. But the way a law should move, he always shows you both sides. So a little bit of problem came in and it dissolved. But we seen what not to let happen if we establish that again. We are at age right now that we've seen the outcome of a lot of things that we can share our experience with and warn the people that we shouldn't do it that way, because we already know the outcome. Come from working together all the way across the board. I don't think we can do anything for a lot if we're not working as one. I I just want to, now I could be wrong, and you can correct me, I accept it. But I think from the experience and being around the community for a period of time that we can do this as one. Not ashamed of we came, not ashamed of standing up and telling them where I come from. Why? Because I have the mental scars that prepared me for that. I'm not afraid of that. What are you going to do? You can't do nothing to me now. We understand what we just came from or what we came from. And as we used to say back in the day, what you doing, brother? I'm striving. We strive. Yeah, I'm striving. And now we know what we're striving for. We're striving to be halal. We're striving towards halal. It's the halal industry. This is where everything falls right in place. And exactly what we're trying to do. We're striving to be halal. We done came out of all this hellcamp. Devilish lifestyles. We don't arrive out of that. Law told us or guided us to that. Now you can look back and see what you done came to. And you can see the same people that's still back there. You can always go and remind them. They tell you what's going to happen to you, dear buddy. You're going to sit up here and that's going to happen. You're going to fall right dead on your face. And if they have enough guts to come and bear witness and say that you was right, then we know what we're doing is even greater. You don't need nobody to pat you on the back because we know we're following what Allah is, not what man. We don't need man to promote us or encourage us. Allah already did. He just showed you what you can do. I know you can do it. Go on, boy. Get on out of here. You know? And all we have, we should do is respect each other, support each other, and bow our head together. And ask Allah for strength to mold us in a way that we want. Yeah. One for our brother. One for ourselves. And that's not just the African-American descendants of slaves, but that's mankind, period. But we have to share and we have to show what we know in order to get our foot, our feet, and all that through all we do. We have to show. We ain't ashamed of it. We're not embarrassed about what we've done been through. Our charity, and we've been reminding the people as we've been around, constantly remind them. Now, let's leave what Allah says. If we get behind what Allah said, the way we got behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, I can say damage, but we can be very productive in a lot of things that we're doing about them. So that's our stand. That's the stand that I take. And I'm willing to elaborate on it more or take questions, suggestions on anything that will be said today, because this is our program. This is our program. And 360, American Muslim Mission. Anybody that's aware of that, they can identify. They know to identify with the Honorable Muhammad and Imam Fawzi Muhammad. They know that. As soon as you say that, everybody knows what it is. By the Imam, and any time we mention it, the Lord's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Everybody knows who that is. We don't have to take no backseat to nobody. We have to tell them and stand up for what we have learned and not sit here and look for sympathy, but, you know, a lot of things that I accept from the common people that they came and say festivity was hindered by whatever nerve with the shooting thing at their head. But the people, the common people, the neighborhood people appeal to and show their disprove for it. Now, you know, we said because we always looked out for the neighbors. And in return, they gave back. They was there. They lend their ear and whatnot. But this is what we want. This is what we want here in Halal Industry. This is what we strive for. Now we're reaching out the rest. They know we're not the journey. The journey is right in front of us, and all we have to do is snatch. Snatch. But how we snatch it, we have to snatch it through. First, we unite. I know. Do you understand it's a law for many. Everything starts and ends with what a law says. I understand. But in the meantime, I also understand what we have to do and how we have to do. And it's a matter of just doing it. Do you understand? What's the law permission at all? So, Nate Muhammad again, the Halal Industry, and again, Assalamu alaikum. Sunday. Now, well, let me just elaborate a little bit more on the bank system. You know, the banking, as the man was talking about earlier. The ones that, matter of fact, that's why I went back to the Nation of Islam. We're the ones who got the people to stop all of the crazy, especially the flush of swine. That was the biggest thing in the neighborhood. We're the ones stopped that. We're the ones got on our people and feel that, took the lead on that in our neighborhood. And the people advocated right to it. You understand? Somebody did some research. You understand? Majority of them did research. And they soon, oh. And they got away from it. Somebody, we did some crazy stuff. I know I did some crazy stuff. You understand? That caused some of the people in my family to stop being poor. We, the ones that's out front. And it's based on our training and the direction that we want to go. That's why I say this, Allah's hand was all the way across on this. You understand? Because the people follow. We appeal to the people. Anytime you deal with the people, Allah moves through the people. That's what I say. You know, he moves through the people. How you treat the people, it just shows you how sincerely that you feel about worshiping Allah. I just like to thank you for letting me add my little 2 cents. You understand? And I like to, if anybody has any questions, suggestions, comments, feel free to hit the 1 on your mic, and we'll bring you on as soon as possible. Again, this is Nate Muhammad, Halal Industry. I turn the mic back over to Imam Bilal. Assalamu alaikum.
Father Mossad, thank you, Brother James and Brother Nate. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Youth for Self. And the whole picture is working together with serving Allah to do and make a better community. The community, for me, I often walk around a little bit during the day, mostly in different areas. When I go places, I don't mean just go out the house walking. I get to drive somewhere and then do some walking because I'm doing something in the area. And I find that Allah has granted us paradise right here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look like it. It don't sound like it sometimes. But we do know. We work together as we've done in the past. We find peace. We find comfort. We find success. And who's stopping us? The only thing really stopping us from doing is us. And I want to say before I go on further, if anyone has any questions, statements, free to touch the 1 on your phone, and that will alert us that you have a question, you have a statement or something, and we will bring you on to share with those who are listening now, and as we hope also that we'll be hearing it in the future. You know, we purposely know that the messages travel. You may talk today, you can always find somebody will hear something later. One day we have to have our own network complete. And when I say that, I mean whatever it may be, by the time we do it, it may be called something else or something else added. but we have to be the ones to see that we have it all as well. You know, whatever we have been called to in every, section or part of society that can be separated, whether it is the first category Allah gives us, you know, the group, and that first category will be as children, that we realize, we grow to realize. And in that, Allah allows us to see the just common thing, that boys are boys and girls are girls. You know what I mean? We learn family life. We learn that, yes, the term tribe, we don't see ourselves as tribe as we look at natives using the term. But tribe, kind of like who you ran around. In America, we didn't call ourselves tribes like that. But who you work with, matter of fact, we grew more into gangs. The tribe was a gang. And then, as Allah says, then he brings us to understand to be nations. We have to create a body of people that can lead this country. Not pack up and move, that can lead it. Once upon a time, we couldn't hardly vote. And we, you know, I remember it as a youngster. I wasn't voting at that time, but I remember the message that when I was very young, that blacks had to put their check, their mark, scribble something down. And, you know, why? We didn't have the education system or the ability to educate ourselves coming out of the slavery. As things was changing. But today, we don't have those excuses. We may have someone that want to stand up and hold us up if they can. But if we know it, nobody can hold us up. You one person might know it. They can bring an army to his door and stop it. But if we know it as a people, there's nothing can stop us from moving. There's nothing can stop us from finding from among ourselves somebody sensible that should be a president from among ourselves. You know, just speaking on that just a little bit, all of us, we have to look at what we vote for. But when you know you got a liar, you know you got something that's not good for us, no way our signature vote should go on it. No, that ain't what we want. It doesn't make a difference what color the skin, but we definitely should know that even the way things are going right now, I mean, we see African Americans descendants of slaves rooting for Donald Trump. And it's your prerogative, really. But I don't see how Caucasians have stooped so low that they continue to say that they'll vote for a man that hasn't had nothing going on other than himself and the lies he carries. His hatred, his racism. Remember what we were told before. It's not that he just hates black. He hates every color. And if ain't nobody there but him, it's his race. He's going to do the same thing against them. And I can name them, but you already know who I'm talking about. We should stick with the better of the two. And somebody, you got your right. It's like Biden. But when you talk about making the choice, Biden is not the person that we look at that we should, in other words, we should talk. We got brothers that's right now, sisters too probably, who claiming they're not American. They've become so Islamic that they want to be called Arabs. Or the original, it's not original man, but they're coming to me, God.
Okay, that's
tweet. Yeah, one of the people here in Philadelphia brought that up on us one day. But it's not sticking in my head right now. But either way, let's be real. We need to build a model community. Imam Muhammad said that was something when he said it. I mean, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad already told us to build for self, do for self. But when he said it the way he said it, a model community, I think that struck gold with all of us. Thing is, We just need to do it. Everything that exists, some of us do. Whether we're Muslims, whether we're Christians, whether we haven't even found out whether we want to be called a person of faith. We got all the markings that we can build a community that will be fair to our young, strong enough to put leadership in America from among our young. Our presence has opened the door for all the other people of color to be in leadership in America, but we don't want to be alone. I'm looking at even the money. They're talking about doing different things that they gave to these countries and, you know, Israel and this verse, this group, this group. You and I, we need to be looking at reparations. I mean, you're giving trillions of dollars here, billions of dollars here. Again, we cannot take that off the shot. But we have to be together to get it. That's taxpayer money. That's our money being paid out to people. I'm not against the Jewish community at all. I don't like what the leader is doing, tearing up the life of people and blaming it on something that I believe that there was some Jewish hands in the front deceiving people, making it look like it was somebody else. That's just my belief. I've known of it to be done in war before. That's mine. But when we look at America, constantly, every year, giving great amounts of money to the Jewish community, is it because of Hitler? Is it because of Hitler? Why wouldn't we want our share because of slavery? And slavery was done to all of us, not to some of us. All of us. Everything that came to America, just the skin color, set us up as the target. Do we have to make that first? No, we don't. But we need to put it on the list to get a start in some finance that we can build for ourselves. We can do it without debt, but put money into the American pot. And we should have some say on what helps us, just as they have say on what helps them. And I'm saying now, right now, I'm speaking out directly, not because they're Jews, not because they're Israelites, but the fact of why. Why are we giving billions of dollars every year to the community? I mean, I don't know anything other than what Hitler did to them. And it was wrong, no question. But why are we paying that debt? Why is that a debt that comes out of our pocket, too? No, we're not the only one paying it. It comes out of the American pocket. But all of us at work, we work. And it comes out of our pocket. But yet, when it comes to the slavery picture seems to be a hard conversation to have. But Aboriginal, that's what my brother called himself, Aboriginal. It's coming to me here, but took a minute. What's an Aboriginal? Well, you know, we was here with the Indians. We don't know who we was here with, but we do know our people were slaves. There's no question about that. I don't personally care who was here. But I know that there was a promise made of reparations. 40 acres and a mule, right? Well, just one mule?
Just a mule.
Just a mule. 40 acres and a mule. I can do a lot with 40 acres. I mean, if we start multiplying all of us with 40 acres, and we can build something. And if it don't come that way, we just got to come together and build what we got to build. We got to establish our community. Allah would not have let that enter in our head from the two leaders. Do for self, build your own, the model community, establish the model community, and many other terms. But all of that wouldn't have come to our ears if Allah didn't want us to think it, made us a people that couldn't build it, couldn't establish it. Our faith has to be in Allah, period. Our people. They may not like to use the term Allah, but it has to be faith in God. And what he's done for other people, he'll do for us, and we don't have to be ugly people to do it. Robbing from each other, killing each other, taking from each other. We don't have to do that. But we need to establish the model community. I mentioned when I first started that some doors are opening up here for the halal industry. Almost 19 years, it was going to have held us up this September. Held us up, constantly just keeping the records wrong, but it looks like things are getting clear. Feels like it's getting clear. So it pleases the law. We wanna break ground. We'd like to do it this year. You know what I mean? They're safe, they hold us up and keep acting like they can't see. Our interest is to build, not just build, but to build something that can continue to help them to build more. Inclusiveness. We need it among our people. Don't mean we won't do business with other people, but we want to first make sure we take care of our own. Communities. We have to build our own communities, no question. You notice in most of the cities that we've populated for hundreds of years, slaves and as free people. Now they let other people come in and kind of cheat you out your property and build something and then tell you you can't live there because you can't afford it. They use another term, but that's what they're doing. So all these things we have to look at and see for a fact that if we're not building for ourselves, we're not going to get nothing. And no, we ain't going to live forever, so we won't feel it forever if that's the attitude we should take. I can't get that attitude. I'm praying to be around until I'm 150. I'd like to see something built. Not for me, for us. I'm praying all the time. I add it every day. That all of us live a long time and see what it's like to do for self and build for our own. These are things we have to recognize. And we have to believe. We have to see. It's real for us. So we're going to take another PSA, and then we'll come back.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, that's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. James Bashir of the Holland Institute. Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Halal Bank, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. The program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at cwshuraa, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit AM360.org, PAN Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thanks again, Brother James McMahon, here again. Allow industry to do for self. Name our family remember was Grace Sucker, Federal Credit Union, that we should be working to establish something among ourselves that we can appeal to. We recently met a young man at a bank. He was a financier. Very good, right? Experience or know about finance. He wasn't an accountant, or I guess he was explaining the difference between an accountant and a financier. He learned how to move and how to work his money. That's a financier. And he felt very confident in what he was doing. Anytime you move and, you work, you have a job, but you're working on the side with what you want to establish, it builds credibility as opposite. We have to still get behind great stuff within our community, the AM360 community. You should be getting behind great stuff. Help building his staff. They had a black bank in Philadelphia, your name. And it was started by a young lady, and she was she built the company up by herself. She had to relinquish it or whatnot because she didn't have anybody to give it to or to share with. The people didn't come forward to support her. They just sat back and they looked at looking for fault things she was doing instead of encouraging her and getting behind her and bringing the best out of her. This is what I mean by we working as one. The person is what you might call weak, but he's in charge. Get behind him. Put him on your shoulder. Raise him up until you can get somebody there. It's always not weak, but you're busy working, it's better than nothing. So until we get the people together, we can move. It's our time. It's our time. We don't have no excuse today. Can't sit up here and blame nobody for our inability to progress. Because we got all the tools. The Lord sent us all kinds of help. You can see it. You can see it. Once we get our petty differences aside, we can move ahead and establish the criteria we want. And this is why with the power of the statement, like the imam said, that lead with what Allah says and do things for sure. That's a very powerful statement. If you want to do something collectively, if you want to build something, you want to establish something, powerful right there. That's already just showed you how you can do it. You don't have to think and create nothing, go to the lab and create nothing like that. It's a matter of just do it. That's all we have to do today, is just do it. And then we talked about that statement earlier that we just do it. Y'all remember that statement, Dad? Just do it. We done been through it. We done seen it almost. And it's still a lot for us to see now. He also mentioned about the reparation. 40 acres in a meal. These are some of the stuff that this society has promised us. But we know where that went at coming from this society. We already know that. That's why we have to do for self. But at the same time, you just hold a two-day world, but you don't depend on it. We depend on Allah. That's what we depend on. We depend on him in the sense, well, just give us the direction. Just hold fast with us, you know. Allah said if we do everything his way, we will be successful. He promises that. So that's the thing that would eliminate what the people say or what the people do. I won't even worry about that. I won't pay it no. I mean, I won't give it a lot of attention. But I won't worry about it because we know we still strive in the same way we got here. It's the same way we're going to stay here. We got to strive. We have to work. We have to work to the point where everybody benefits from our action. Just like in this society, we all suffer for the hands of our feet. The whole community suffers. You got to turn that around and get the people benefit, whole community benefit from our efforts. And that's what brings the people together when the people can benefit from it. You know, that's when it's people feed on, yeah, they doing something. They moving. They creating things as we go. We look at what's going on around us. It's total pandemonium, chaotic. But we also know that we can see the hand that's on it. You see Shaitan's hand all over that. Just like when we go in and do what we have to do with the Lord's name, we can see his hand on it. That should inspire you to keep striving. You know, keep supporting. Keep your worship intact. You know, and I was with the masjid with the buzz, and you know, we say, what you come to masjid for? You come to worship. You know, what do you worship? Worshiping, working together. That's one thing we can't get around not working together to unify. We can't get around. We've been striving all this time, and many hands make the work lighter. But at the same time, everybody is not going to be in the forefront when you're going about to establish a thing. Everybody can benefit. But everybody's not going to be in the forefront. All you have to do is look at how everything started, especially with the Nation of Islam. I say, Buddy, man, in another, what is it, 6 years, Nation of Islam be 100 years old? 100 years old. 30, 20, 20, what's that? 2030, that's right. That's 100 years. That's what we can reflect back and look at the struggles, how it got at the beginning and all the way up to the day. You can, that's, you read that. You can read that. That's why I sat back and said you can read automatically. This is for the people because of the things that went on from the beginning all the way up to this time. The African American descendants of slaves, the pain in itself, teaching us the identity of the God, as the man called Allah, as we call him that. This is our whole thing. You can see why the man was here, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they was here. Then we go talk about everything else, yes. We have, of course, the religion, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings, and dear brother. We have that. But we also look at mankind under the guidance there in the country that you know, everything is just out of sync. I was reading the other day about they were saying that 10 countries that you should that don't accept Americans. And one of them was Saudi Arabia. I said, no way. No way. We went to Hajj. We had nothing over there but American country. I mean, our company, business company. So how are you going to say, no, that ain't right. That ain't true. They just started, they trying to get a basketball league on. They done already had boxing over there. Those are from America. So how are you going to tell me Well, we suggest America don't travel there. Now, a lot of American over there, from what I see, well, I'm saying all this stuff that, all this stuff is, you know, I don't guess it's fake news or what. I don't know what. We have to unite. We have to unite as a people and unite under the guidance of Allah, not under the guidance of man. No ship cook man to them. This is how we need to go. And then you can treat the people the way Allah wants to treat them, with respect. And when you deal with them, you be fair and honest with them, even if it's against yourself. Then you can help change their condition by appealing to their sincerity. They are. Let them get a lot of this malice off their heart. They're stopping them from functioning as a people. We're sitting back looking at the people. What is that? Their mental health, and you wonder how the people are functioning with mental health, but that's all that distress on the outcome that be unbalanced. And what you have to do is stop feeling sorry for them and give them some answers. That's all we need is some answers. You get from that correct, whatever is wrong, whatever. We can continue to move on. But if you want to just continue to give them pills or from the pharmaceutical people, that's going to keep them off balance. This is why what he's fine. He's fine. Frees you up. Hey, everything. That's why it's being fair and honest with the people. But we have to wrestle back and forth with that, with mankind. And then among ourselves. So it's our time, people. It's our time to come together here. Establish. Well, our industry is already established. We might want to take it further now. Further in the sense where we can help our own people as well as mankind. All right. I want to just turn the mic back over to you, ma'am. Allow Big Mommy to allow industry. Is that a hand?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal. And my sister, will you turn your mic on? 111. Your mic is on.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Glad to hear you.
Yes. Excuse me. I haven't talked to you all in a while because I've been out of state. I just came back Monday. I've been traveling up there in upstate New York. My oldest son and my daughter-in-law had their first baby, so I went to see my newest grandson.
Allah bless you.
Yes, sir. And, it was an interesting visit. It was interesting, this is the first time because they bought a house up in Westchester County.
Yes.
Wonderful area, but what I'm looking at is we have to pass the torch of down to our future generations of the sacrifice and the sojourn of how we received Islam, because all of us received it differently, those of us that are still hanging on. So We have history trying to repeat itself with regard to, they want to try to say you can't peacefully protest you know, they want to censor. I mean, this is like the playbook from a generation or two ago. You can't say anything. You know, they want to shut your rights down to get your own choice of medical care. All the fraud that these so-called authorities, when they really weren't authorities, they were just trying to be dictators. And I'm talking about Fauci and Gates and all the rest of those eugenics that want population control, as if they think that they have the right to control the population. They're not God. They're not. So they're seeing that truth, no matter how much they try to bring about, you know, force this mass vaccinations and a mandate that you have to take it, poison, basically, emergency use authorization is poison, because it's not even, it takes 10 years for the FDA to approve a drug. And the FDA and all these other health and human services, NIH, all of these people and these agencies were in on trying to force all, and they're responsible for a lot of people dying, you know, or getting getting their chronic illnesses got worse. And I'm so glad that finally they're bringing them before Congress. This is why Fauci is resigning, because he knows he's, you know, he's been at the head of, and so was his wife. We find out, because I research these people all the time. I you know, all these pharmaceutical companies are mostly white men who put out all these medications on the market. There's thousands of medications on the market every single year that they push through, clinical trials, this and that and the other. It's basically just experimenting. You experiment on me, but that's just the bottom line with that. But it's just, I'm so glad the truth finally came out, because they've been trying to squash it, suppress it, censor the truth of how they've really... They have crimes against humanity, killing all these people with that poison shot that they had out here, and even had doctors and politicians on the payroll, you know, paying off all these people to force people to take something that wasn't even authorized, you know, it wasn't even approved. It was only emergency use. I mean, I'm just so sick and tired of, you know, these people. I'm just fed up with it, you know? But yes, sir, you know, and truth still rings through regardless of how much people try and suppress it. You know, they're trying to bring the Islamophobia back, trying to censor Ilhan Omar and all these other people, you know. This vote, I've been a registered voter for years, and I don't see either one of these. I'm just leaving party lines. I'm not even dealing with either one of these parties, and I'm gonna do independent. And that's a struggle, because I, you know, the only reason why is because the independent candidate, which is Brother Cornell West, is running, and he's looking for our support across the country. He came here a couple of months ago, and there's a lot of Muslims and others, you know, other right-minded people who are getting behind his campaign to deal with the issues and not party politics, which is what these other two warmonger dictator crazies are trying to do. That's Biden and the orange man. I can't even say his name. I don't even care.
I got you.
But anyway,
I got you.
Yes, sir. You're so correct what you said, brother. We just have to go ahead and do what we were brought here to do, and that is to get our own and go forward, because this is why we're here. This is why we were chosen. So I just wanted to say, yes, sir, keep carrying on. I love to hear you, brothers. I love hearing you all on the air. Keep going. Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. And if you touch your phone, and that way if you want to come back on, we'll see it, and it'll be clear, and we'll bring you back, because we like hearing you also, my sister. You know what I mean? And you bring a lot to the table when you speak, for us to think about it as well as others, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Because it's for thinking. And Allah would have gave us a brain, a mind, a spirit, and so much more that goes along with it that help us to think. And think in a way that it may be unique to a lot of people, but it is really the way we should be. So we feel good about you even coming on. I love to see your number on the chart. And we haven't been here. We've been in the room, but we haven't been on air three weeks because there was difficulty with getting on the program. And we were told by you, Ma'am Kareem, that it wasn't just ours. It was throughout the week, during the day, the morning, the evening, they were having the same problem. And that's why it's so important that one day we own our own. So we can find out why it is messing up. Because these kind of things, they ain't supposed to just mess up everything. We know Allah is the perfect entity. Everything can mess up. But some of it seems like it's deliberate. And we don't want nobody deliberately stepping in the way of our talking because they got a problem. You know what I mean? So we got to get our own. The things our leaders have said to us in the past, do for self, build the model community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have to do that. We're believing that we're nearing that. Should Allah let us all live, we should see it. Not because one, me, or somebody else is doing something, but collectively we got to do something. We can't be those who think one can do it. One doing it. Allah is the only entity can do everything. And he never changed. He don't get halted. But when you give a man, a woman, something, they may not be halted, but somebody going to see them as halted just to help destroy them. But collectively as a community, we have to work. See, how do we build our future? Just like you say, you had the grandchild. We pray that there's much success behind it. We want to leave our young better condition than we've lived in for a number of years. I thank Allah every day for my life. It could be better, but I live good. All of us, it could be better. Meaning the society that we walk in, it should be a society that spreads a lot of love. And I ain't talking about physical love. But just care what Allah has favored us with. Doesn't make a difference if somebody's skin is a different color, but we've been living in a world that proves skin color means something to them. We always somehow wind up on the bottom just because we had the skin color coloring. And I was thinking about that the other day. Often I do think about it. I wonder if the hatred of that, it's just because they can't get dark like that. Dark is plenty. And I don't mean just the cold black of us. I'm talking about any coloration seems to bother some people. You can be light skin. They probably, once they see an albino, feel comfortable for a minute until they find that it's actually an albino. Someone born from the black, if I can use that term, black community. But skin is just white. Whiter than their white. So we don't need to be those who actually get the bad feeling like they want us to get, because Allah is the creator of all this. He know why he allowed us to even have the skin colors different. He's the one that says, I made you different. So you'll learn from one another, not hate one another, but so you'll learn. Allah specifically says, so you'll learn from one another. So it must be for us to get to the top so we can show how everybody is. And then, and I'm saying how they should follow our way of caring, regardless of what skin color you got. But our life has been held up on that, but Allah has freed us with this one. The only thing we have to do today is come together, work together, and build. And not just build, because even those who didn't understand the honorable life of Muhammad, who never came along to know Imam Muhammad or any of us, that doesn't mean they don't have an idea. The key is humanity working collectively in our idea. In other words, cars, all of us use cars. But people have purposely kept us away from God. We've always heard that most many things that has been created in the world for man to use, there has been some dark skin, whether it's a light skin. But somebody from the African-American descendant of slave body of people that helped suggest, whether it's medicine, whether it's education, whether it was something physical to use or whatever, that we had our hand in it, but it brought about jealousy. So this is why it's important for us to build. And it's for us to look close at our family members. Them learn what we got. Pass on to them the spirit. I know I got the spirit of my father. I can't help but to say it. Like I said, if it wasn't for me coming along eventually reading the Quran to hear Allah say where I should put the messenger in my life, there wouldn't be a man walking that could be higher than my father. If he didn't give me the sense, Allah again, didn't give me the sense to recognize and respect the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad based on the work they did with the people, nobody, no man could be higher than my father or my mother. And my father, he moved the family to the south, and he built us in a unit, but it was much smaller than what Allah blessed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad with. So, Allah know best, but we all got to push because there's, you know how they say there's gold in the hills? Well, there's prosperity in all of our people. We just got to take the one that look like it. They don't even see that well. Let them get close to us and their love. They love their family, love seeing us be successful. And I don't, us, I'm talking about our own family, seeing its own family. These are things that we got to do. Somebody don't want to give us nothing. Is there a space that Allah sends to us? It's all right there. And who is it that Allah wants us if we're trying to do the right thing? Allah will help all of us. We're not trying to block no Caucasians. We ain't trying to block no Arabs, nobody anywhere else in the world as a people. We've never done that. Some of us have been in war, such as myself, and we had to fight in the war. But we've never been in our body that I'm aware of anyway, especially here in America, where we gather to stop other people from making progress. Usually if we stopped somebody, we were stopping each other. You know, I mean, our energy was coming from sometimes just going against each other. But our true heart, is the love really a good situation? Majority, I mean, I got people in my family that the world might be afraid of or have been afraid of. But they're good people. They like to joke and laugh and all that too. But for some reason, they had an attitude to make sure nobody put us down. And of course, that scares other people. And that's in every family, I'm sure. Even if it's a smaller pocket or a bigger pocket. That's in every family. But today, we have the insight, the knowledge that Allah wants us to push forth, put in our life, and walk upon it. You know, the world that we want on His word. In Allah alone. In other words, if I believe I got something, I trust everybody that's with me, but Allah's first. And if I see something look like it moving out a certain way, then I have to say, your law says this way. And the opportunity is with the one that I'm speaking to put it back on me that they see Allah say it that way. And we won't have no problem. We can do. It is our day and time. All of us may not see it. But we should act to see it and be busy in it, trying to make it happen. Why? It's our time. I have never thought about enjoying being somebody else. If it was that I could be near to, it would be my father. But I ain't never thought, you know, meaning I want to be white or I want to be some other people or live with a bunch of other people. No, I love my people. And I don't hate them, but I love my people. I'm comfortable, but I know we need more. We need our schools built, put in place, even by our own hands, if we can. With payroll that we pay in our own. That's what I'm hoping Blau's and Halal Industry to produce. The kind of wealth that we can take care of our own. We can give charity to us, but we can take care of our own. And if we build it big enough from a small scale, from one building to the small scale, we'll have enough of all of us working to build across this country. To make it a better place. Halal Industry is about growing, but what would it be without people? But we're talking about our people coming out of the situation we're in because Allah don't want us to stay in that situation. But we have to be believers. We have to be believers first. That's right, man. Being believers first means we come together and make it happen. And when we make it happen, others will want to join on. Some will bring their dirt with them, trying to divide us. But we got to know. Now, if Allah is guiding us, don't let nothing come in to divide us. We have to work together. We need our own community. As I've said a number of times, we got to have our own towers one day. Because the fact that the towers were shut down and we couldn't talk to nobody for 3 weeks, we don't want that. Now, if there's a major catastrophe that affects the airwaves, then everybody be shut down. But if you go home and you can look at TV and phone ring and the computer come on and everything like that, how can it be that we can't have a podcast? Unless, in my mind, somebody did it purposely. And there could have been a group, we don't own it, a group that's angry about our opinion about something. When I say ours, I'm talking about the AM360 as a body being affected by somebody else that may be disappointed or dislike what we say sometimes. But we don't have to ever get in those games. I wouldn't want to be successful just to play those games. I definitely would like us to be successful. Successful in a way that we build a world, build for ourselves a world that Allah wants us to have. Where the prosperity is, along with the humility, along with the prayer, and along with the thought, don't do to them what they did to you. As I said many times, Allah put that ayat in the Quran, and that's speaking to every human being. The victory, when the victory comes, every human being, does man come on earth? And until we all offer, if there's such a day, every individual has that as their pathway. When the victory comes, the victory coming, Allah guaranteeing that to everybody. Stay humble, stay in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to you. But we don't have an intention to take from our strength and make a bunch of people are our slaves. Let's grow and enjoy the life. Like I said, I see paradise right here on earth. I see the good life. Allah's promise is true to you here. You know it's true to you in the next place. We need to work as a body having paradise. And who can stop us? Only entity can stop us is us.
If Allah said we ain't getting it, that's one thing. But he didn't say that. He said when the victory comes, he's saying that to everybody. There's no one that has to fail. No one has to drop to the bottom. No one has to be cut off. And if Allah speaks, none can promise or give anything greater or better. And we have to believe that. And just keep working to establish a better world than we're living in. Helping our young. Starting with our family. There's a reason why Allah made us family. Starting with our families. Reach out. Help them know the message that you know. The good of what Allah offers. He said that when the victory comes, stay humble. That's all of them. Not proud. Stay in prayer. In other words, show ourselves as one that we thank you, my Lord. I thank you, my Lord. Your family thanking. What can we get for more rewards? But this is something that we have to look at, that Allah didn't create us to fail. Didn't create us to lose. We're gonna leave this life, not lose this life. We're gonna leave this life, and we're gonna leave this life for a better life. That's not a losing. This is his plan. For every human being who wants, remember what Iblis said in the Quran. Give me reach by. Or there's a piece in there that goes on even before that. Allah actually believes. Why did you reject it when I'm talking to you? We've said that individually. Many of us have said that to somebody. Why you ain't paying attention and I'm the one talking to you? Allah said that to Iblis. Iblis asked for respect. As soon as Allah said, now, he didn't trick Allah. Show you how weak he is. Allah said, I'll give you respect. Like he thought he said something that Allah didn't know he was going to say. I guarantee you, I'm going to take a bunch of them with me. Well, I'll put them in the fire with you. And if they go with you, they can go in the fire. So we are already guaranteed the best now and the best later. We have a few minutes left. If anyone has anything they want to say, touch the one. And we'll bring you on to let you help us close out, if you like. You know what I mean? These are the things that we are saying, we want to share, and we want all of us to grow together. My sister, you're back on. Your mic is open.
They stop them and allow courts to designate someone to make health care decisions for them. Last will and testament designates to whom personal belongings will go to. Funeral plan and declaration allows those to say exactly one wishes as far as disposition of the body and the services. If the above documents are done, you can avoid probate. If all bulk up is not done, you have to open an estate account at the bank. All money that doesn't have direct beneficiary goes into this account, and you have to have an attorney to open the estate account. The attorney also has to publicize your passage in the newspaper or post publication at the county courthouse to allow anyone to make a claim on your property. It's a complete pain. They make a list of all banks and account numbers, all investment institutions with account numbers, list of credit cards, security accounts, etc. Leave clear instruction how to and when these things are paid. Make sure heirs know where life insurance policies are located. Make 100% sure someone knows your ID, your bank account ID, and login password. And make sure you have title for all vehicles, campers, and etc. Set up trusts for intended beneficiaries, especially those that are too young, and appoint a trustee for said trust. Most importantly, talk with some those closest to you and make all your wishes known. Talk to those whom you designate as well and those close to you whom you did not consider. Do this to explain why your decisions were made and to avoid any genuine questions or hurt feelings. And anyone wants to sit here, I can be reached at 718-344-4805 by Jalala. And I'll be glad to send it to you all. There's a little more here.
Say that one more time.
Well,
okay,
I'm ready.
Oh, you should I call? You should just call you and give you the information.
Yes,
just
sir, you call me.
Just call you, you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. And I'm sure anybody else that's listening, please do the same so we can share this information. Because it's very important, you know, when you don't cover your bases, trust. Having things in trust and you know, all the stuff we need, no question about it. And there's no telling when we may just...
Stop that. Okay, and this is just at the end of it. Remember, Lala, remember you.
Yeah, I mean, all of us, I mean.
Unprecedented times are all the time. It's time to start walking the talk. Lead is what you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough outcomes. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you thrive. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Alhamdulillah, I shared a past broadcast of the Halal Industry Do For Self. Praise be to Allah. My beloved brother Wali is kind of under the weather, and he asked if I would play a rebroadcast of an earlier program. So I replayed the May 1st programming of the Halal Industry Do For Self. So I praise be to the I Am Kareem Hamid, radio station manager for America Muslim 360, and I leave you with the greetings of peace, of As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, the peace that only Almighty God can give.